The sin of neglect. If those whose talents are rusting from inaction would seek the aid of the Spirit of God, and go to work, we should see much more accomplished. Urgent appeals for help would stir hearts, and the response would be made, "We will do what we can in our weakness and ignorance, looking to the great teacher for wisdom." Can it be that amid all these open doors for usefulness, these pathetic pleadings for help, men and women will sit with folded hands, or employ those hands only in selfish labor for earthly objects? "Ye are the light of the world," said Jesus to his disciples. But how few are conscious of their own power and influence, how few realize what they might do to be a help and a blessing to others. They wrap their talent in a napkin, and bury it in the earth, and flatter themselves that they possess a commendable humility. But the books of heaven testify against these idlers, as slothful, wicked servants who are grievously sinning against God by neglecting the work which He has given them to do. They will make no plea of unfitness when the heavenly records are opened, revealing their glaring neglect. Whatever the talent entrusted to us may be, we are required to use it in the service of God, and not in the service of mammon. Those who are hiding their talents in the earth are throwing away their opportunities to obtain a star-gemmed crown. Until the great disclosures of the final judgment shall be made, it will never be known how many men and women have done this, nor how many lives have gone out in darkness because God-given talents have been buried in business instead of being used in the service of the giver. Men may be interested in mines which yield rich profit in silver and gold. They may devote a lifetime to securing earthly treasures, but they die, and leave it all behind. They cannot take $1 with them to enrich them in the great beyond. Are these men wise? Are they not insane, to let the precious hours of probation pass without making a preparation for the future life? Those who are wise will lay up a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. If we would secure enduring riches, let us begin now to transfer our treasure to the other side, and our hearts will be where our treasure is.